24-hour theater is exactly what it sounds like.
Kathy Holsworth is the artistic director of Pensacola Little Theater, which will be hosting another performance of 24-hour theater this Saturday evening.
Folks show up at 7:30 on a Friday night, and they audition. There are six directors and six writers, and they have been pre-grouped into teams. They select people who showed up at the auditions, turn them into their casts, write a play overnight based on the people who showed up, and then 24 hours later at 7:30 on Saturday night, we put on a show with those six little plays.
The Pensacola Little Theater has been hosting 24-hour theater on and off for about 12 years. Holsworth says they try to do it once in the spring and once in the fall, but there have been years where it either could not be fit into their schedule or there wasn't anyone able to take the project on.
Well, it's a great testing ground for us. So we have both seasoned as well as brand new green writers and directors. So if you have a brand new writer, you want to give them a seasoned director. You have a brand new director, you give them a seasoned writer. We're community theater, and so if people want to get into the director's loop, this is a perfect first step for them. It's a bit manic, but it is a perfect first step for them to see if they want to lead people to create stories like this.
You're handed a script. You've never read it before. You just have to read it, act it out right there for the directors and writers to see.
Benjamin Vath has been an actor and director in 24-hour theater at the Pensacola Little Theater and at the Imogene Theater in Milton.
One of the cool parts of 24-hour theater is that everybody who auditions is cast, no matter what. And the directors and writers basically fight over who they want, fight over who sometimes they don't want. But usually everybody is wanted for something, because like between six teams of writers and directors, there will be somebody who has an idea. I can use this person to do this thing that I want.
Not every play has the same number of actors, but once each production team chooses its actors, they go home and sleep until 7 the next morning. The writers, they're up all night writing a play that fits the cast they picked. Sometimes the writers already have an idea of the play they want to write, and sometimes it doesn't quite work out.
When I directed at the Imogene Theater, my writer had a very, very different idea from what he ended up writing, just because we did not get actors that were anything like what he had envisioned. So, for example, he had envisioned like a cute little what-if slice of life kind of story about two dating couples going back and forth. And we ended up with a father, his son, a much younger girl, and a middle-aged man. So none of those really worked out how he wanted. But he ended up, we shopped for a few minutes before I went home, and he ended up writing this brilliant, off-the-wall, hilarious, like, Indiana Jones parody called Iowa Jane and the Fandangle Forest.
At the Pensacola Little Theater, once the auditions begin on Friday night, the entire building is involved up until showtime on Saturday.
Once the show is all put together, it's done in our small studio space in the MC Blanchard courtroom. So there's usually about 100, 120 people or so that come and see these shows. So everybody performs in the same space. So it's a night of one acts. But during the day, since everybody's rehearsing at the same time and digging in the closets for costumes and props, they're all over the place. So each group picks a corner of the building, and so we're in the rehearsal hall, in the boardroom, in the courtroom, in the mezzanine, and somebody's on the big stage and somebody's in the courtroom itself, and they use the gallery as their dressing room and meeting space, and we have lots of sugary snacks and plenty of coffee all day long, and so everybody just sort of runs around trying to put a show together.
24-hour theater returns to the Pensacola Little Theater this weekend. Auditions for actors begin Friday evening at 7:30. Showtime is 24 hours later, 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.